Democratic State Representative Donna Seidel of Wausau says universal health care is the most important priority of her constituents.
Every single day, 14,000 Americans lose their job. That could be us, our neighbors, our friends. And when we lose our job, most often we lose our health care. So anybody can be just a day away from a catastrophic situation.
Dr. Fernando Riveron, a Wausau area heart surgeon, is a Cuban refugee whose experience with communism leads him to question a government solution to health care problems.
Leaving Cuba, and my father was a doctor, so he lost everything and came here to this country, had to retrain as a physician. The word socialism was anathema. You know, to even consider government top-down bureaucratic control of something as personal as health care is difficult with my upbringing.
Seidel favors President Obama's plan for a public option.
It won't be offering a Cadillac plan, but it will be giving an opportunity for the people in this country without any insurance and ability to buy something they can afford.
But Riveron fears a public option would drive other insurance companies out of business.
You would have a public plan that has to compete with private insurance companies, but is funded by the government, controlled by the government. It's not a level playing field.
Riveron and Seidel debated their differences on health care for an hour on Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51 regional talk show, with civility and respect and without ever raising their voices, proving it can be done. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.